Christians wonder about their future as Nepal votes. A film team in India receives a surprise from police, and a ministry is reaching an unreached people group in the United States. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. People of Nepal went to the polls in huge numbers yesterday to vote in the first election in 9 years in the Himalayan country. The vote could abolish the world's last Hindu monarchy. Many want a new Nepal. However, it's uncertain if this new Nepal will have a place for evangelical Christians. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says her ministry works with a Nepali believer.
There's a great deal of concern. He was asking us to pray that there not be any riots, that there not be any bombings or violence, and that they be able to have a voice.
According to Hawkins, the uncertainty isn't stopping their worker. She says his ministry's been effective.
His street ministry continues. They even won a witch doctor to the Lord recently. He prints tracts and he takes his teams out into the streets and continues to witness. So we're excited.
Funding is needed because Bible Pathway is able to deliver more Bibles and books than ever before in Nepal. Go to our website to help. Next, four members of a Gospel for Asia film team have been released from jail. They were falsely charged with forcing people to convert to Christianity March 28th in Madhya Pradesh, India. The men were showing a film about Christ when they were arrested. However, police requested to watch the film. Missionaries showed the film and presented the gospel. As a result, attitudes toward the missionaries changed. They were granted bail and the court agreed to give back their equipment. You're listening to Mission Network News. A ministry in the United States is staying at home to reach an unreached people group. According to Shepherd's Ministries, the developmentally disabled are unreached peoples. Shepherd's president Bill Amstutz tells us why.
2 to 3% of the world's population is in this classification of developmental disability, but that is a huge unreached people group, and they're left out of our churches, many times left out of society, and they really do have the ability to trust Christ.
Started 50 years ago as a disabled boarding school, they now provide vocational and spiritual training while being an advocate for the disabled to the local church. Amstutz says,
our hope is to be able to enlighten the churches, get them excited about reaching this group of people, that instead of going way across the ocean to reaching a non-reached people group, but to reach them right around the corner.
Their new Shepherd's College begins in the fall. More on that on Monday. Meanwhile, within 2 days of a medical team's arrival in Togo, their surgical schedule was filled. The team's working at the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's hospital there. Dr. Jeffrey Ann Holt, an orthopedic surgeon, has done 32 surgeries already. He says their expertise was desperately needed.
Fracture care and cast management and fixation with plate and screws and other hardware just aren't available, nor is the ability to get those things done. They just don't have the knowledge to do those surgeries.
Anholt says doctors make it a point to talk to patients about salvation during their rounds.
The great thing is that these patients are here for longer periods of time because of the amount of care that they're going to require postoperatively, and they're hearing that every day. And we have already seen quite a few decisions for Christ and salvation since we've been here, and that has been the most exciting thing and really the reason that the hospital is here.
And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, more and more people are listening to audio Bibles while working out or on their daily commute in the United States. It's just what Faith Comes By Hearing was hoping for. They're trying to combat the number one reason people give for not reading their Bibles, not having the time. Since December, 40,000 of their audio Bibles have been distributed, and since then, pastors have noticed dramatic results. The Bible listeners are reaching out to each other more and sharing their faith more boldly. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, M&N's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.